Okay, good morning. This is Joey T. I'm in the trunk of Patrick's car. We're pulling up to the TV station where we're going to do a little interview with an evening magazine. It's Friday, and I am it.
I'm Jennifer Wing, and this is a grown man playing a schoolyard game, one that's been going on for a very, very long time.
I'm coiled. The plan is set. Beef's coming out. Going to be here in a couple of minutes. I'm coiled like a rattlesnake, ready to fire out at him as soon as that trunk opens.
Get, you bastard!
Today on Sound Effect from KNKX, it's The Pursuit. We're going to hear more about this decades-long game of tag, also hunting killer whales and tracking down a homeless man who is heir to millions. It's all ahead on Sound Effect. Don't go away. So let's go back to that game of tag. A group of middle-aged men here in the Northwest have been playing this game intensely for 1 month out of the year, dating back to the Reagan administration. The version of tag these guys play involves planning, alliances, sleight of hand, and a little cross-dressing.
Here, we want it. I'm only about 4'7".
I'm sitting down with Patrick Schultheis, one of the players of this decades-long game of tag.
Okay. How about this?
And we're doing the usual pre-interview, get to know you. Hi, how are yous?
My name is Patrick Schultheis, and you can call me Patty with two D's. I grew up in Spokane with the rest of these losers, and I live in Kirkland now, and I'm a corporate lawyer.
Our news director grew up in Spokane, too, Aaron Hennessy, the Hennessy family.
Oh, the funeral homes?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. That's where they had my dad. My dad's body was there for a while.
Okay.
Hey, I got tagged at my dad's funeral 2 days later. So.
What did he just say?
I got tagged at my dad's funeral. Three years ago, my dad passed away, and almost all of the guys happened to make it to his funeral. And I got tagged by Beef in the church as Beef was going up to communion at the funeral mass. So I'd say if you tag somebody at their dad's funeral, then there's really no limits.
Ten players who go by various nicknames, Beef, the Bruiser, Joey T, Ake, and Rafty, they stalk each other at work. Sporting events, restaurants, they break into each other's homes in the middle of the night to tag slumbering prey. They sneak into bathrooms while the unsuspecting victim taking a shower knows he's been found when a hairy arm pulls the curtain aside.
When I got tagged in the shower, it was pretty neat because Joe then took off all his clothes and hopped in the shower with me, and we got really clean as a result of that.
And afterwards, you shared a cigar.
Exactly. We stripped down to our boxers and have a tickle fight. That happens quite frequently.
This game started when all of these guys were growing up in Spokane back in the early 1980s, going to the same Catholic high school, Gonzaga Prep. There was a 20-minute break during the school day when students were encouraged to go to mass. This group decided to use that time to play tag in the hallways. Then one day, the game went off campus.
I was home because I had already finished with finals, and Joey T was it. So Joey T was going to drive up to my parents' house and tag me during that 20-minute period. Well, somebody tipped me off.
By the time Joey T got to the house, Patty was hunkered down inside his mother's car, doors locked, windows rolled up.
And I waited him out. He was there. He was trying to, he tried all the doors and so forth, and he couldn't get through. He wasn't willing to break a car window. And then that was the last we played, and so he was it for life.
Fast forward to Christmas in 1989, when everyone was starting to launch into the world after college. They were all back in Spokane, drinking beer at Jack and Dan's Tavern.
And we were teasing Joey T because he was it for life. And somebody had mercy on him and said, well, why don't we start playing again? And so the group of guys fueled by hops and barley, I expect, determined that it would be good to have the 10 of us play. We would do it in February only, though. So we would expand it from 20 minutes to an entire month. And we started up. I I was a first-year lawyer right out of law school, so I wrote a contract with the rules in it. And I sent it around. I put it in envelopes and sent it around, and all 10 guys signed it and mailed it back to me.
There are three simple rules.
February only, no touchbacks, and the rule of honesty. So if I ask Chris, are you it? He's got to answer truthfully and reasonably promptly. And if he doesn't, then he cannot tag me.
Today, about half of the players live in the Seattle area, and the other half live in Spokane. One's in Montana. Asking if someone is it before meeting up with them in February for lunch or a coffee, this doesn't really keep you safe. During that month, if you aren't it, you won't necessarily know who is. You always have to have in the back of your mind, I am being pursued.
A few years ago, I was it. It was in February, I don't remember what year it was. I suggested to Mikey K that he ask Chris to get together with him for coffee one morning. And Mike said, I'm not going to be there. I said, that's okay. It doesn't matter because Chris is going to ask you, are you it? And you're going to say no, because that's the truth. You're not it. In the meantime, you'll never show up. I'll show up and I'll tag him. And that worked.
Chris Amon, who also goes by the nickname Leap, totally fell for it.
I didn't even think twice about it. You know, Mike said, hey, this is me for coffee, I'm sure. And I walk into the coffee place and there's Pat and I walk, I'm like, what are you, and I realized I'd been had.
So, but then everyone would know that you would then be it.
Well, so Mike and Pat would know, but not necessarily the rest of the group. The rest of the group isn't going to know that that tag happened unless Pat or Mike go out and start telling people, which they might to protect somebody if they formed an alliance.
So the tags are not broadcast out to the group?
No.
A tag can be unloaded a dozen times onto different players before the last one sticks at the very end of the month. Given how quickly a tag can happen, seeing one in action in person is considered to be a rare experience. Most of us will never be lucky enough to witness such cunning, strategy, and speed coming together in one final touch. Over the years, some of the players started recording the tags, like this one by Joey T and Beef. Dressed as slightly hairy nuns, they waited outside a restaurant to tag their buddy, Brian.
Hello, Sister Reginalda. It's nice to see you today, Sister Reginalda.
It's glad to see you here.
Yes, thank you. You look so beautiful.
Actually, they look a little scary.
We're going to make him it. We're going to make him it for the day.
That's right. Well, that's his penance, of course, you know, for all the sins he's committed since third grade.
The tag was a success. Afterwards, Brian, his son, and the nuns caught up. Chris says hanging out after a tag goes down, that's just what they do. All of these guys are very close and would probably stay in touch just fine without tag, but the game is sort of like a little extra glue that keeps them connected.
I watch my son. He doesn't call his friends all that often or go see. It's texting and constantly, and this way it's... it is something that we're spending some time together. I mean, when Joe got me in the movie theater, he stayed for the movie. He went out with my wife and the friends that we were at the movie with. We went out and had some appetizers and some drinks at a bar around the corner. And so it was, you know, I spent 3 hours with Joe that night that I, without the tag game, I wouldn't have happened that night.
As the group gets older, Patty wonders what will happen when they start to die off.
It would be really interesting to see if somebody's it and he dies, you know, do you tag, does a corpse, how does it work with that? You know, maybe the priest is the only one who can remove the tag at that point, because I'm not sure you can go to heaven while you're it.
Pretty soon, you'll be able to spend about 2 hours with these characters, fictionalized versions of them. Their story is being turned into a movie. Will Ferrell and Jack Black are attached to star in the film.
The movie's now going to be an R-rated movie.
It's not clear yet if there will be a shower scene or hairy nuns armed with rulers. One can only hope.